Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an offbeat comic crime drama, and it's called Life of Crime.
It all takes place in Detroit in 1978. And I didn't know there was going to be kind of a comic twist. And so I was taking it as a serious melodrama. And then I thought, wow, this is funny.
Yeah, this is based on a novel by Elmore Leonard. So it's in the vein of movies like Get Shorty and Out of Sight, his other works. And I don't think this is quite as good as those film adaptations, but I found it pretty entertaining.
I thought the characters were engaging and the dialogue was very clever, smart comedy.
Right. Jennifer Aniston plays the wife of wealthy developer Tim Robbins. She's kidnapped by Mos Def and John Hawks and held for ransom, but Tim Robbins may not want to pay that ransom because he has other plans.
Yes, and we don't want to give that away, but the twist at the end is very well done.
Yes. And I thought all of the actors acquitted themselves well, particularly John Hawks. I think he is a very underrated actor, even though he's been getting a lot of praise in recent years.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did think the romance was peculiar between his character and Jennifer's character.
Yes. I think mainly we just have to remind ourselves that it's only a movie.
Right, with a cute ending.
Right. And you know who else gives a good performance is the girl who plays the Tim Robbins' girlfriend, Isla Fisher.
Oh, yes. Yes, Melanie.
That's right. She's a very quirky character, but it's one you kind of wind up rooting against.
Yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.